It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Lawmakers gained ground on a method to pay for the state's deficient roads and bridges last week. It's one of the many issues likely to be won in this coming week. It's Monday morning, so that means we check in with our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So how will the gas tax talks continue this week?
Well, as you know, there's a working group comprised of both Democrats and Republicans from both the House and Senate, and they're working on a bill to raise the gasoline tax by 10 cents a gallon in order to cover a big shortfall in road dollars. There was a rally last week. City and county officials and others from all over the state came to the State House to lobby for the higher gas tax. Democratic Senator Todd Bowman talked to the activists before they headed over the Capitol to lobby, and this is how he described the status of the working group.
We're really close to having a piece that has everything that we agree on. Hopefully the governor will be supportive of, hopefully our leadership will be supportive of, and that we can have a bill out early, maybe even early next week.
That, of course, means this week, but I think that's probably optimistic.
Okay, well, then what? What happens next?
Well, once the bill is out, the real effort of lining up the bipartisan support in both the House and Senate will start. Some of the discussion on that centers around just how bipartisan that's going to have to be. We asked Senator Gronstall about that. He says he wants to see a majority in each of the four caucuses voting for the gas tax. In other words, House Democrats, House Republicans, Senate Democrats, and Senate Republicans. And that means, for example, in the Senate, the breakdown there is they have 26 Democrats and 24 Republicans in the Senate. So there would have to be at least 14 Democrats and 13 Republicans voting for it in order to call it a strictly bipartisan vote.
Most years, lawmakers, especially Republicans, tend to run away from conversations about raising any kind of taxes. You talk about majorities and all these different caucuses. What kind of resistance is there to an increase in the gas tax?
Well, both parties are – there's opposition from both parties. Both parties are sensitive to how higher prices at the pump will affect consumers, obviously. And that's where the cheaper gas that's for sale now is helping push this gas tax bill along. Well, having said that, one of the lobbyists is doing his own vote counting even before the bill is out. And he says they're going to need a few more Republicans, is how he put it, in the Senate to get to a majority in that caucus. That's according to his count.
Okay. Well, let's move on to something else now. The head of the Iowa Board of Regents briefed lawmakers to talk about the state being behind other states in performance-based funding for public universities. How are lawmakers responding to this?
Well, this is the proposal to redistribute state dollars to the three institutions based largely on in-state enrollment. So that would have the effect of fewer dollars to the University of Iowa and more to ISU and UNI. Mr. Rastetter spent more than 2 hours taking questions from the House Appropriations Committee about that and other issues concerning the universities. With this new funding model, the biggest concern that lawmakers expressed was that if you reward the universities for enrolling more in-state students, that will hurt the community colleges, I should say. And there was, of course, some concern about fairness to the University of Iowa, which stands to lose some money. For the first year, the regents are asking for a $12 million appropriation to soften the blow in that first year. The governor's budget includes only $4 million, so it's uncertain how that's going to turn out.
Another Monday tradition is River to River, hosted from the State House Law Library. At noon today, you'll join with some lawmakers to discuss the governor's domestic violence proposal, something we haven't talked about a lot. What can listeners anticipate in today's River to River?
Well, the governor wants to increase penalties for repeat domestic violence offenders and also allow some electronic monitoring of them. So on River to River today, we'll be hearing from legislators with their ideas about the governor's proposals. And we'll also have a domestic violence victim join us. She's been involved in discussions on the governor's proposals.
Okay. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you, Clay.